I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1094. We praise what we love. Have you ever wondered why God wants our praise? C.S. Lewis thought it was quite odd when he came to the Lord. Lewis was extremely puzzled, even agitated, by the reoccurring demand by Christians that we all praise the Lord. That was bad enough. What made it even worse is that God himself called for praise of God himself. This was almost more than Lewis could stomach. I mean, what kind of God is so incessantly demanding that we tell him how great he is? The miserable idea that God should, in any sense, crave for our worship, in his mind, was like a vain woman wanting compliments, or a vain author presenting his new books to people who never heard of him or met him. Why does God want praise? Now, he certainly deserves it, but is there more to the story? Of course there is. We love what we praise. This podcast, T2G, is about the two greatest commandments ever given to love this God that we praise, not just sometimes, but all the time, heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we show that we love him and we praise him in large part by how we love others. Here was C.S. Lewis's revelation. He wrote, "But the most obvious fact about praise, whether of God or anything, strangely escaped me. I thought of it in terms of compliment, approval, or the giving of honor. I had never noticed that all enjoyment spontaneously overflows into praise, unless shyness or the fear of boring others is deliberately brought in to check it. The world rings with praise. Lovers praise their mistresses, Romeo praising Juliet and vice versa. Readers praise their favorite poet. Walkers praise the countryside. Players praise their favorite game. Praise of weather, wines, dishes, actors, motors, horses, colleges, countries, historical personages, children, flowers, mountains, rare stamps, rare beetles, even sometimes politicians or scholars. I had not noticed either that just as people spontaneously praise whatever they value, so they spontaneously urge us to join them in praising it. Isn't she lovely? Wasn't that glorious? Don't you think that was magnificent? The psalmists, in telling everyone to praise God, are doing what all people do when they speak of what they care about. My whole, more general, difficulty about the praise of God depended upon my absurdly denying to us, as regards the supremely valuable, what we delight to do, what indeed we can't help doing, about everything else we value. Sam Storms wrote, "God desires our greatest good. But what greater good is there in the universe than God himself? God's pursuit of my praise of him is not weak, self-seeking, but the epitome of self-giving love. If my satisfaction in him is incomplete until expressed in praise of him for satisfying me with himself, note well, it's with himself, not with his gifts or his blessings, but the intrinsic beauty and splendor of God as God. Well, then God's effort to elicit my worship is both the most loving thing he could possibly do for me and the most glorifying thing he could possibly do for himself. For in my gladness of him is his glory in me." That's well put. Podcast family, do you see it? We praise what we love. So here's the great question. As people listen to what you praise, what does it say to them about what you love? Today, let's praise. Join me in singing the doxology. Here we go. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1095. In the meantime, again from Lewis. I think we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise is not merely expressing but completing the enjoyment. It is its appointed consummation. It is not out of compliment that lovers keep on telling one another how beautiful they are. The delight is incomplete until it's expressed. It's frustrating to have discovered a new author and not be able to tell anyone how good he or she is, or to suddenly come at a good turn in the road or some mountain valley of unexpected grandeur and then have to keep silent because the people you care about are not in the car with you, or to hear a good joke and to find no one to share it with. Well, today, podcast family, find ways to praise the Lord, because we praise what we love.